National Radio Club. IDXers, Phil Wayne here for Market Scope, the monthly audio column that looks at radio stations and radio markets wherever radio markets exist. We travel about 150 miles down the pike to Cincinnati, Ohio, and dial up the Queen City's AM band.
We don't get this crazy every week, but we are here to answer your automobile questions. Remember, I'm your host, Steve Overbeck. The Wine Boy is always with me. He's our chief executive producer. He makes it all happen. If you want to get in touch with us, you can do that by emailing me at steveo@55krc.com. Thank you. And I promise you, I'll get back to you. Again, Steve Overbeck, owner of Overbeck Auto Service. Please, buckle your seatbelts, drive careful, no drinking and driving. We want you back here, right, Wine Boy? Next Saturday, the fastest 4 hours in radio, right here on the Fives. 55 KRC, the talk station.
For Sean Hannity.
Weekdays in 3 weeks.
55 WKRC, Cincinnati.
55 KRC.
CBS News, I'm Sharon Middleman. No need to tell you, that's Paul McCartney, last act in London at Live 8.
The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of 55 KRC, the talk station, and Clear Channel Worldwide. Welcome to the Fuller Computer Program on 55 KRC, the talk station. Call now at 749-5500 or 1-800-823-TALK to get down-to-earth answers to your computer question. Now, from Fuller Computer Solutions, here are your hosts, Tom Waltner and Steve Wolsifer on 55 KRC, the talk station.
And welcome to 55 KRC's Fuller Computer Solutions program. My name's Tom Waltner, and in the studio with me, we've got Steve Wolsifer, and we are here, of course, every Saturday. We come in here from 8 until 9 o'clock to help you out with computer stuff.
In fact, when I was over there, she's somebody I'd interviewed for the program back in April, and I actually had someone call the program and call her a liar. This is somebody who sits, you know, behind their desk or on their couch in the Midwest, telling somebody who just got back from there that she's a liar about what the conditions are in Iraq. You're not going to change some people's minds, really not. Get a break and back, 888-860-8785, McConnell the Weekend.
This is the Tri-State's News, Weather, and Traffic Station, 700 WLW. The passion of America and the celebration of our independence. The Nation's Station. Our commitment to be connected with what's important to you. This is continuing in-depth team coverage on the Tri-State's News, Weather, and Traffic Station. News Radio 700 WLW, Cincinnati.
A worldwide movement to end poverty. President Bush wants you to fly the flag. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Schell. This is the 1 o'clock report on News Radio 700 WLW. In Philadelphia, it looked like the start of a marathon when fans began lining up to get a prime spot for the free Live 8 concert.
Plan your 4th of July weekend with instant weather information when you want it. Tune in 4 to 5 times a day for the exclusive Precision Doppler 12 forecast. Trust your official weather station. News Radio 700 WLW.
Forecast for News Radio 700 WLW and meteorologist Michelle Boudelette. Partly cloudy and pleasant today with a high of 81. Right now, partly cloudy and 80 degrees at your official weather station, News Radio 700 WLW. I'm Mike Schell on the station with breaking news at once. News Radio 700 WLW.
Keeping the commitment with continuing in-depth team coverage instantly. When you need to know, depend on the Tri-State's News, Weather, and Traffic Station. News Radio 700 WLW.
We interrupt this program.
Across America, it's the weekend with Mike McConnell.
Hope yours is a thrill, and certainly hope I'm adding to it. You think? Just a few points I want to make. Number one, And again, back to the idea that those who are opposed to the war should stop using those who are not on their side, such as those fighting it and their families, to buttress your argument. They disagree with you, so stop using them.
So please, make a donation by calling 513-731-7740. 513-731-7740. This is Sacred Heart Catholic Radio.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
740 WNOP, Newport, Cincinnati. EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Do you pray the rosary? Do you know how to pray the rosary? Devotion to the prayers of the rosary can make a big difference in your life.
News Talk 1160 WBOB, Florence, Cincinnati.
Florence, Cincinnati.
Where your opinion counts.
Where your
News Talk 1160 WBOB, Florence, Cincinnati. A service of Salem Communications.
It's the Faber Realtors Homebuyers Class with your instructor, Dave Jones. Attendance and attention is required. Ready to buy a home? Call Dave Jones today for practical tips and secret strategies. Operators are waiting for your call at area code 513-533-2261 or call toll-free at 1-866-749-LIVE.
Hi, and it is Dave Jones on Faber Realtors Home Buyers Class on Radio here on 1160 WBOB. If you'd like to give us a call and ask a question or a comment, it's at 513 if you need that, 533-2261. I am live today. A lot of people are not. They're on tape. However, I'm here right in the studio with my producer.
Tom doing this right back at you. Brought to you in part by the Home Depot. You can do it.
We can help.
All right. Here's the one line you should not fall for this 4th of July weekend.
What's that?
I know the meat smells bad, but it's fresh. I'll see you next weekend with more of Tom Joyner's right back at you.
Tom Joyner's right back at ya.
This is WDBZ's Community Clipboard, sponsored by National City Bank. The Radio One Life campaign, bringing awareness and change in our communities. This is Jade West on a quest to keep you informed and in touch with 1230 AM The Buzz of Cincinnati, your talk station.
You miss a day of The Buzz, you're lost.
Could you put your head a little close to the radio? Okay, now, continue.
Lincoln Ware, 10 to 1 on 1230 WDBZ, The Buzz of Cincinnati, your talk station. 1230 AM WDBZ, Cincinnati.
A world feat to fight poverty. I'm Joan Bennett. Two of the 10 Live 8 concerts underway today in Great Britain. Paul McCartney will kick off the world relief effort on stage at London's Hyde Park. ABC's David Wright is there.
Here in Hyde Park, they just opened the gates a short while ago, and people are making a mad dash to get a vantage point on this concert.
WCBG Covington.
Searching.
Surfing the net.
Dream complete.
Family reunion time is here. I'm Betty Lee with a website that can help get you planted after this on Surfing the Net.
This is Race Day on Fox Sports Radio. Go to our message boards. Go to the website www.racedayonfox.com for all your information. And you know what? Happy 4th of July. God bless each and every one of you. It's Race Day on Fox. See you next week.
Boy.
Action ain't just for your eyes anymore.
Let's grab another skateboard and, like, do it again, huh?
The official sports radio network of the Do Action Sports Tour is FSR. Fox Sports Radio.
Radio.
1360 Homer. The sports July weekend. This is the official home of the Bengals.
WSA.
1960 Homer. Sports in
the Fox National Sports Report starts right now.
A couple of streaks end out west. Good morning. I'm Chuck Madden. The Padres ending the Giants' four-game winning streak with a 5-3 victory. Eric Young had three hits in that one. And also out west, it was the White Sox ending the A's eight-game winning streak. 5-3, also the final there. John Garland winning his 13th of the season and doing it the easy way.
A reminder from the sports animal. Bengals training camp begins July 29th. Official home of the Bengals. 1360 Homer. Yes. Sports Animal.
Your ticket to Miami Redhawk Sports. WMOH. Hamilton, Springdale, Oxford, Cincinnati. ESPN Radio. 1450 The Ticket. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
Good morning, I'm John Raich. The best record of the National League belongs to the Cardinals. They're sending six to next week's All-Star game in Detroit.
That's the Cincy Blues Fest at Sawyer Point, Friday, July 29th and Saturday, July 30th. Only $5, the hottest, most soulful ticket in town.
Visit cincyblues.org.
Every Saturday from 10 to 12. The Urban AC Top 20 Countdown with your host, Hot.
I'm Walt Baby Love.
Don't miss it.
Cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow.
The air feels so fine.
How do you know?
You'll something deep down inside.
Saturday from 10 a.m. till 12 noon, it's Walt Baby Love and the Urban AC Top 20 Countdown.
The Pulse of the City, 1480 WCIN.
When you wanna know who's got what spot, you gotta get with the countdown. Walt Baby Love and the countdown.
This is Walt Baby Love with another old-school sounding cut from Faith Evans' new album. It's called Mesmerized.
You ever heard about that thing?
When you wanna know who's got what spot, you gotta get with the countdown. Walt Baby Love and the countdown.
This is definitely the countdown, baby. I'm Walt Baby Love, and according to Radio and Records newspaper and all the grown and sexy people, this is the number one Urban AC song in the country. And it's being brought to you by Nestle Crunch. Why be plain when you can be crunchy?
Hey, this is Kim, and you're about to listen to I Can't Stop Loving You right here live on the countdown with Walt Baby Love.
I think about the day I met the perfect stranger. Think about us. I think about us.
Spins his seventh weekend in the top spot. Neither Fantasia nor Faith Evans can get him, but here comes Mariah Carey. Will Kim be able to hang on again next weekend? We're gonna have to wait and find out together. Y'all come on back. This is Walt Baby Love. Thank you so very much for spending your holiday weekend with us. Y'all be safe out there, and I'll see you again next time. God bless you. Hey, listen, if you need to reach me, you can fax us, area code 818-706-2430, or you can find us on the web at www.waltbabylove.com. This is a Walt Baby Love production on the X Radio Networks. Executive producers Walt and Sonia Love. I'll see y'all again next weekend. I'm Walt Baby Love, and I'll be airborne gang the rest of my life.
Walt Baby Love. Love.
1380 WCI.
This is Walt Baby Love, and I've got something hot to help you celebrate the 4th. Well, this weekend, my friend Charlie Wilson of the Gap Band is going to be in here live in our Countdown Studios. We're going to talk about the old days, his hot new song. We're even going to talk about R. Kelly this week.
And today's smooth R&B, the all-new 1480 WCIN Cincinnati. The best variety of hits and oldies, classic soul, and today's smooth R&B, 1480 WCIN. 1206, good afternoon. You got the Dark Soldier taking over for the captain today. And we're going to start this flight off right. That was Bob James with Nightcrawler, this one from Spyra Gyra. It's the heart of the night. On the best variety of hits and oldies, 1480 WCIN, it's Jazz Flight.
Join the revolution on 1530 WCKY, Sundays at 10 for Welcome Home. 5 hours dedicated to subjects and issues all about home. Tim from Home Technologies talks about the latest technology in your home. Group Realtors Open House with Mary Lou makes buying and selling your home a breeze. Nancy from Ready, Set, Redecorate gives design tips to transform your home. And Daryl puts pets first, how your family pet turns a house into a home. Welcome Home Sundays beginning at 10, only on 1530 WCKY. KY, the revolution of talk radio.
The revolution is here. Jerry Springer on the radio midday.
Side the other guys don't want you to hear all day long.
1530 WCKY Cincinnati, the revolution of talk.
From ABC News, I'm Bob Schmidt. In one of the most unforgiving places on earth, a member of a U.S. Special Forces team that has been missing since last week has been rescued. I'm Bob Schmidt, ABC News.
The moment you hear the name Jerry Springer, you think of toothless hillbillies who marry their sisters or chair-throwing lesbian dwarves.
But there's another side to me.
I'm fed up with all the conservative claptrap on the radio, so I'm bringing a new voice with new ideas to the airwaves.
Jerry Springer.
No hillbillies, no chair-throwing, no lesbian dwarves.
Well, maybe one.
The revolution is here.
Join me, Jerry Springer, tomorrow morning, 9 to noon, on 1530 WCKY.
The revolution of talk radio.
1530 WCKY. Tri-state environmental update.
Local 12 meteorologist Jude Redfield forecasting a hot afternoon. Partly cloudy, humid, small chance for an isolated thunderstorm, high 90. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms early, scattered storms likely overnight, low 71, and more scattered storms tomorrow, high 85. Sunshine, 86 at 1530 WCKY, the revolution of talk radio.
Coming up at 3, Ed Schultz pokes and prods the tender conservative places. Now, back to Al Franken on 1530 WCKY.
This is the best of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
You know that the Coalition Provisional Authority handed sovereignty over to the new Iraqi government on Monday, 2 days ahead of schedule. And while sovereignty was handed over ahead of schedule, other aspects of the transfer of power were too complex to move up, such as today's massive Independence Day parade in Baghdad. It's going to be quite a spectacle. And we're bringing it to you live from Baghdad, where it's 8 p.m., so it can air in Iraqi prime time, and of course, after the heat of the midday sun is down to a more comfortable 112 degrees. So here is the Iraqi Independence Day parade that a lot of people said would never take place. There are some skeptics, myself among them, but no one is happier to be providing a word picture of this marvelous spectacle.
And marvelous is the perfect word as we watch these Iraqi families lined 10 deep along Hussein Boulevard.
Interesting detail. Many folks believe that Hussein Boulevard was named for Saddam Hussein, the previous ruler of Iraq, but actually it was named for his younger son, Uday.
Up. Here comes the first of what I expect will be many marching bands. You can't have too many marching bands on a day like today, Al.
Well, we'll see.
This is the Central High School Marching Band from Moline, Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
Kids are here because Moline was chosen to be the sister city of Baghdad.
Really?
Yeah, Moline has been the sister city of Baghdad for 65 years.
Wow.
And its sports teams, they're called the Sheiks. Now, they haven't gotten a lot out of the relationship in the last several years. A burden. Evidently, U.N. sanctions applied to Moline. Low-income parents in Moline found it difficult to get their kids vaccinated. But Moline stuck with it, and
that's a little mortar fire in the distance, and these kids are very poised, but they seem to be moving a little more quickly now and scattering.
I think they might be trying to spell something out in Arabic.
Yes, I'm sure that's it.
Lifting him up so that others may know. We're WCNW, Fairfield, Cincinnati.
The following program is brought to you by Interstate Ford.
Would you welcome Ron Canole?
Next month is up to you. I could sure use some Markets Gold material, and hey, I'll even send you back a jingle CD as thanks. Send your recordings to me, Phil Wayne, at 313 West Spring Street, Upper Sandusky, Ohio 43351-1652. I and your fellow radio connoisseurs are most grateful. And now, your audio services cassette reaches a high point of excitement. Musings from the Members is up next.
The American Entertainment Network presents World of the Musers. This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the Action Line, 24 hours a day.
Mark Marino here from Jacksonville, Illinois. Don't know if you've had this already, but in case you haven't, the new home for the St. Louis Cardinals station is going to be 550 KTRS.
Hello, DX Audio Service members. This is Lucille Burkhart on a hot, sultry summer night with a small message, and that is we do have an ESPN affiliate here in Boston, which we are very pleased about, WAMG AM 890. As a matter of fact, as of July 24th, and we had received a message as we were away for the weekend, and we are very pleased now to keep up with all the ESPN sports.
Hello, Fred and DX Audio Service subscribers, Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts. We have a question, a couple of questions. Number one, there was a station at 940 that I happened to come across while being at Chatham, Massachusetts on the 23rd and 24th, and I didn't get the ID because the station was weak. So I'd like to know where it is from. It's WJGM. Also, I noticed that there is, on the FM side, there is a station at 100.3 WKKB, which is called Latino Ciento Tres, out of New Bedford, Massachusetts, but it's supposedly out of Middletown, Rhode Island, serving Fall River and New Bedford, but they don't identify their call sign, of course, until the hour.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. I picked up a station in Green Bay, Wisconsin on 1360 the other night, and there were tornado warnings there, and one in Milwaukee was coming in very clearly this morning on 1510, was almost overriding a station up here in Tilsonburg. About the situation in Boston, Boston has two sports stations, WEEI and the Zone on 1510, so I don't know what they would do with another one unless it would be out in the suburbs, as was more or less implied. There's a bad situation in St. Louis. KMOX is losing the Cardinals to KTRS 550, which you can't get very far. But I understand KTRS was offered half of the ball club ownership for doing this. So there were two disc jockeys fired in St. Louis on an FM station early in August, too, because they were plotting out abuse of police.
Give us your thoughts about what's happening in your area. Call the Musings Line 24 hours a day. Keep your ears open, and when you hear something that's important for everyone to know, call us.
This is Mark Dernberger with a couple of answers for some very sharp-eared listeners. In July on the Musings, longtime listener Jerry Gabrielli caught the fact that I had mentioned WHAS on two different frequencies, as reported from the 1928 Radio Index Tuning Book. In fact, the revised edition shows a couple of corrections. Jerry, you were right, of course. WHAS was only on one frequency, and that was 1020. WHAS was not on 820. That was WWJ. My bad. Good catch. I reviewed the rest of the revised index and found one more addition to the list we broadcast. That's one that was missing, WGY on 790. On the July Musings, there was also a question about the prior extent of the medium wave broadcast band just before the changes in 1923, when the band was extended from 550 to 1350 kilocycles. Well, prior to that time, the band was not identified in kilocycles or frequencies, but rather in wavelengths, and all the stations were clustered around just a few wavelengths, as assigned by the FCC. Stations were given a particular wavelength depending on what sort of service they intended to provide. This was done so listeners could steer to one wavelength area for farm news, for example, one wavelength for music, and so forth. Those popular wavelengths of the early 20s included 360 meters, 400 meters, 485 meters. 360 meters, by the way, corresponded to about 834 kilocycles. 400 meters was 750 kilocycles. And 485 meters was about 618 kilocycles. Well, this wasn't very precise allocation. And to give you an example of why they wanted to clear all this up, in 1923, there were 524 stations on the 360 meter wavelength alone. So they tightened the tolerances and began assigning all these stations to specific frequencies in 1923. And that's where that band came from, the 550 to 1350. A dual ID of sorts lasted through the decade, and as late as 1930, popular radio logbooks still showed both wavelength and frequency. Thanks for bringing up this question, and I hope you're enjoying our series on the Clear Channel matter. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service.
The new number for Musings from the members is area code 360-469-0189, 360-469-0189, 360-469-0189. Please call only this number.
Since April of 1985, this is the DX Audio Service, a nonprofit organization devoted to the radio listening hobby.
Talking with Wayne Heinen, who's the chairman of the board for the National Radio Club. Good evening, Wayne. How are you?
I'm fine, Fred. Thank you very much for letting me get in here this evening and talk a little bit to the members of the DXAS and the audio service listeners.
Well, I'd like to ask you a couple questions, if you don't mind, about how the club's going and such. We just passed a milestone in Dallas, Texas. I take it the club is healthy and doing real good.
Yes, we are. And, you know, it's thanks to the various volunteers, and yourself included, and all the editors of DXAS. Everything is rolling right along. We especially owe a debt of thanks to Ken Chatterton for more than 12 years as chairman of the board, and he has agreed to stay on as a board member, as well as still heading up the publications arm of the National Radio Club and handling all the activity up at Box 164 up there in Mansfield.
Should members send checks up there, or should they send them directly to the DX Audio Service offices here?
Checks for the DX Audio Service still go to you, and checks for all the publications, if they wish to order publications by mail or subscribe to DX News, the print edition, should go up to Ken up at box 164, and that's Mansville, 13661064 in New York.
And speaking of publications, I understand the new National Radio Club AM log is out. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, Fred, it shrunk a couple of pages with all those Canadians that have been moving up to FM.
Mm-hmm.
We're down to about 291 pages this year, and we still have the same format that we've always had. There's about 15 pages of instructions in the beginning, and then a line-by-line listing for all the AM stations, starting with Chow up on 530 and ending with a station in Texas, Sherman, Texas, on 1700. After that, we still have our by city cross-references and also a cross-reference by call sign, and we still are using the list of the AM stereo. We're now starting to collect information, on the IBOC, as I like to call it, IBAC, in-band adjacent channel. We're starting to collect some of that so that we can hopefully begin to include that with next year's log. Anyone that wants a log, they can get it from the NRC Publication Center, the address I gave you in Mansville. It's $19.95 to DXAS members, and that's postpaid using media rate. At $2.50 if you want to get it by priority mail. Or you can go up to our website and get it up there by going to the PayPal link and paying on PayPal. It's just a little more expensive. It's $21.19. Once again, that's media rate. You can add $2.50 for priority mail. So if you want to get yours early, by the time you hear this, we will be shipping the log from here in Aurora, Colorado.
Is there going to be any chance that the log is going to be available at the convention?
Yes, sir, there is. Ernie Weslowski has got, I believe it's right around 20 or 22, depending on how many have already been spoken for, will be there. And so look Ernie up at the convention, and he will have them there. We do sell it at a slightly discounted rate. I believe that we're selling it for... I believe it's $19 because we don't have to pay all the postage we would normally pay to ship it. So, and it's first come, first serve. When Ernie runs out of the pre-orders that we're going to be sending him later this week, then that'll be all that'll be at the convention.
Now, there's been a rumor running around on the Internet that the National Radio Club may be doing something as far as an electronic version. Are you at liberty to tell us a little bit about that?
Just a little bit, Fred. We are working on that as we speak. It's going to be called the EDX News. It's going to combine features from the National Radio Club's DX News and the DX Audio Service. The big major thing we're waiting for now is some upgrades that you're obviously familiar with because you're doing them for the club. And we're going to be using a server with higher bandwidth. Commercial operation that will allow us to incorporate that along with the our current website and have things at speeds that everyone will be comfortable with. Once those are in place, then we will be announcing in the pages of DX News and right here on the DX Audio Service, we will be announcing the coming events and how to become a EDX News subscriber. And we'll also have an availability of members to go in and take a look at stuff and see what it is so that they can sample it before they have to buy. So at this time, it's a little premature until we know all of the hardware situation has been solved.
Wayne, it's like you said, Ken has been with us for, well over a decade, and you just took over. Is there anything you'd like to say to the DX Audio Service members?
Well, Fred, I'd like to invite all the DXAS members, if they have any concerns, something they wish to bring to the board, or in particular the chairman of the board, keep in mind that I am available as the chairman of the National Radio Club. I can be reached at amradiolog@nrcdxas.org, by email, or by phone, 303-699-6335. That'd be between the hours of 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Keep in mind, I am in the Mountain Time Zone. And anyone that has a concern or that would like to put forward something to the Board of Directors, any member is free to do so. So I would like to just pass that along and let everybody know that if they're if they've contacted Ken in the past, they can feel free to contact me. Well, Fred, I really want to thank you very much for let me take the time here on DXAS. I also want to personally thank you for over 20 years of editing the DX audio service for the National Radio Club. You've done a bang-up job. I've appreciated it and enjoyed it, and I know the rest of your listeners do, too. So thank you very much again, Fred, and to the DXAS members, may we have 20 more years of DX audio service days.
Thank you very much, Wayne. That's Wayne Heinen, all the way from Aurora, Colorado, here on the DX audio service.
And hello again, sports fans. Ken Onischuk here in mid-August 2005. And I have some important baseball news here, as the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Cardinals are changing radio stations for next year. The Chicago White Sox are moving from ESPN 1000 WMVP to 670 WSCR The Score. And the St. Louis Cardinals are moving from 1120 KMOX to 550 KTRS due to financial problems. Infinity decided not to renew, so St. Louis will retain 50% ownership in KTRS 550, which has a super coverage area for a 5,000-watt station, and that'll be good in the Midwest, too. And the White Sox will be getting a Clear Channel station also. So get those IDs now before the end of the baseball season. Now I have National Football League information to pass on to you that I hope it is accurate. And if there's any questions, please give me a call at 815-774-0184. I'd appreciate corrections. So here we go. The Baltimore Ravens, 1300 WJFK and 102.7 WQSR, called Jack FM, with 16 stations in Maryland, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Virginia, and West Virginia, with Scott Garceau and Tom Matty. The Buffalo Bills on 96.9 WGRF and a network, but not the current one, with John Murphy and Alex Van Pelt. Cincinnati Bengals on 1360 WCKY and 92.5 WOFX, 20 station network in Ohio, Kentucky, and West Virginia, with Brad Johansson and Dave Laffam. And TV Channel 5 WKRC. Denver Broncos on 850 KOA and an unknown network with Dave Logan and Scott Hastings. Spanish 1280 KBNO with Milo Sanchez and Saul Sanz. Cleveland Browns 1100 WTAM and 100.7 WMMS in a 38 station network in Ohio, Kentucky, New York, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. No announcers listed. The Houston Texans on 610 KILT and 100.3 with 38 affiliates, mostly in Texas and two in Louisiana, with Mark Vandermeer and Andre Ware. Next, the Indianapolis Colts on 94.7 WFBQ and the Vectron Radio Network. And that's 26 stations there, with Bob Lamy and several analysts, though they weren't mentioned. The network includes 840 WHAS and 1190 WOWO. The Jacksonville Jaguars on 690 WOKV and 96.9 WKGL and 44 stations, 36 in Florida and 8 in Georgia, with Brian Sexton and Jeff Lagerman. Channel 47 WTV will do the broadcast. Kansas City Chiefs told me only 101.1 KCFX, Harrisonville, Missouri. That's it. The Miami Dolphins have moved from 560 QAM to 790 WAXY, South Miami. Call the ticket, with Jim Cephalo, Nat Moore, and Joe Rose, and television WFOR-TV. The Tennessee Titans out of Nashville, a 103.3 WKDF and an 80 station network, with Mike Keith and Pat Ryan. The Super Bowl champion, New England Patriots, 104.1 WBCN and a 33 station network in Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Connecticut, with Gil Santos and Gino Cappelletti. Well, the New York Jets have a strange 50,000-watt simulcast, friends. Yes, they're supposed to be simulcast on 770 WABC and 1050 WEPN, with Bob Wischusen and Marty Lyons, Spanish 1280, and television channel 2 WCBS. Oakland Raiders on 560 KSFO and an unknown network with Greg Papa and Tom Flores, television channel 2 KTVU with Grant Napier. Pittsburgh Steelers on 102.5 WDVE and 97.0 WBGG, and a network in Pennsylvania, Maryland, Ohio, and West Virginia with Bill Hillgrove, Myron Cope, and Tunch Ilkin. The San Diego Chargers on 105.3 KIOZ and a four-station network including 1540 in Los Angeles with Josh Lewin and Hank Bauer. Now the NFC. Atlanta Falcons on 92.9 WZGC and an unknown network with Wes Durham and Dave Archer. The Carolina Panthers out of Charlotte on 1110 WBT plus 93.3 FM and a 43-station network with Mick Mixon, Gene Robinson, and Jim Zoke. Chicago Bears on 780 WBBM and a small network with Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer only. And TV is Fox 32 WFLD. The Dallas Cowboys, only information, 980 KLUV and channel 11 KTVT. Detroit Lions, 97.1 WKRK and a network with Dan Miller and company. The Green Bay Packers on 620 WTMJ Milwaukee and 1400 WDUZ Green Bay. And a 62-station network in Wisconsin and Upper Peninsula, Michigan. Plus with Channel 5 Green Bay doing telecasts. Minnesota Vikings, 1130 KFAN and a huge network in Minnesota, Iowa, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. The New Orleans Saints on 870 WWL and a 32-station network in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. Spanish 830 WFNO. English radio, by the way, with Jim Henderson and Hokie Gajan. Don't want to forget that. And TV 54 WUPL. The New York Giants 660 WFAN and 17-station network, including 1180 WHAM in Rochester, plus WNBC-TV. Philadelphia Eagles on 94.1 WYSP and a 10-station network with Merrill Rose and Mike Quick. The Arizona Cardinals out of Phoenix. All I read was 620 KTAR and 860 ESPN KMVP. We'll do the broadcast in English and Spanish 710 KMIA. St. Louis Rams on 103.3 KLOU and 550 KTRS and TV channel 2 KTVI. So after KMOX will lose the Cardinals, watch for them to go for the Rams. The San Francisco 49ers will be triple cast. This is weird. 680 1050 KNBR, though I know it's KTCT. And 107.7 The Bone, KSAN. Weird out there. Someone maybe want to explain that one. Plus KPIX-TV. No broadcasters mentioned. Seattle Seahawks, 710 KIRO on a 35-station network, plus 730 in British Columbia with Steve Rabel and Warren Moon. And finally, Washington Redskins, 106.7 WJFK, 27 stations in Maryland, North Carolina, including 680 WPTF, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia. TV Channel 9, WUSA. Well, I hope this is all helpful information to you. Any future editions, give me a call. Thanks for listening. Take her away, Fred, and we'll talk to you again next month. Good DX.
Well, by the time this tape gets to you, the 2005 National Radio Club Convention will have been history. But on our next edition of the DX Audio Service, we will be announcing where the next convention will be. We're also looking for some ideas for some programs and things that you would like to see happen at the National Radio Club Convention in 2006. And we invite you to be a part of that selection process by just dropping us a card or a letter us being John Bowker. You can just send it here to the DX Audio Service and we'll pass it along to John. But John would like to hear from audio service members as to what kind of programs and things that you would like to do at the next National Radio Club Convention, and that will be in 2006.
I'm Charlie Van Dyke, and you're listening to the DX Audio Service from the National Radio Club.
WCFL, Chicago.
We come on this loop, John B., my grandfather and me, around Nassau time.
On our next edition, I hope to announce that we have two new magazines that will be coming out. They will be All Radio 3 and All Radio 4. Don't send money, don't call, don't ask what's on them or anything until you hear from me. I will announce them when they are ready. And a couple members asked why we're running late on a lot of things and where have I been? Well, to be very frank, I've just had a lot of demands at work and at home. Had a lot of problems with telephone systems and, well, on the telephone with people and on email with people and stuff, and that all just delays things. It's just a matter of time. If you only have 2 hours a night, you're on the phone for an hour and a half, well, that means you only have a half hour for audio service. So I'm trying to clean out some time and get some things done and get caught up on some past projects. So bear with me as we try to get back on track. And speaking of cleaning up, if you remember on our last edition, I told you that we're cleaning out the studio. Well, rather than giving you the long list here, what I'd like to do is just offer those of you that are looking for some bargains a chance to kind of pick up some things. All you need to do is just send me a card or a letter. Let me know that you're interested in these items, and what I'll do is I'll send you a list. We're going to do it just like we do on eBay, where you can put in your bid, and the highest bid gets it. We've got a ton of answering machines. Let's see. We've got the old Musings to the Members machine, which runs on, believe it or not, an XT. It runs a program called Watson, an old DOS program. That's what we've been using that for, 10 years, and the machine's still running. We've also got several computers. They don't have any DOS on it, but they do have the hard drive and the computer and such. Let's see, we've got some audio components. Little list than that. Please don't call, please don't email and ask for the information. If you would like to get a list of the stuff, what you should do is just send me a card or a letter and I'll return it with a complete list and details. Well, that's it for this edition of the DX Audio Service. We're just going through that rain from Katrina. It's finally hit Ohio, so hopefully we'll get through this and get the DX Audio Service mailed before we have to get an ARC. Until next time, we'll say 73 is good DX. And whatever you do, get out and support radio.